Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Got a pretty amazing prize to give away. Later in the program, 9:25. We're going to make you stay tuned till 9:25. We have tickets to go see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena.
Wow, very good.
You know what? I haven't been to a comedy show at Capital One in a few months. Mm-hmm. I saw Maniscalco there the last time, but I saw Sandler too before that. And I think I liked it. It's a weird show. It's a different show. Mm-hmm. He'll bring out some friends, which is cool. Like, I think I'll go back.
Yeah.
To see Sandler, pretty amazing prize. But he, you know, has his guitar. Mm-hmm. He had like a weird video board in the background. And, you know, he mixes up jokes, stories, music, brings the guys on. It's a different style show. It's an experience.
Very good. He's an entertaining guy. I'm sure it will be a great show at Cap One.
So we'll give away those tickets coming up at 9:25. So I mentioned earlier, it's 10 weeks until the NFL regular season kicks off. And as we're getting geared up for training camp, which is like 3 weeks away, mm-hmm. mid to late July for most teams, you're seeing a lot of these lists and projections of what's going to happen in the 2025 NFL season. CBS Sports had an article about the biggest red flags for NFL contenders. For example, for the Chiefs, they think they've got questions at the offensive line. If you look at the Bills, they worry about their pass rush. What do you think the biggest red flag is for the Washington Commanders? And if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, because my instinct was wrong.
I'm going to say their big red flag is the running back room. I have not seen this list. I don't know exactly what they're spotlighting for the Commanders. But if it's something that's a little off board, I think the easy answer is pass rush and or offensive line, which are two big problems that the Commanders tried to remedy during the offseason. I'm going to go running back room, that they're not sold on it.
All right, I'm with you. I went with the obvious, which was pass rush, because they lost Dante Fowler Jr.
Right.
He was the only guy who had double-digit sacks for them. He's gone. They really didn't replace him. They brought in Javon Kinlaw, but he's more of a big guy, run stuffer, who some people project to be an elephant end, whatever that is, in the system. Jason, what do you think the Commander's red flag is? Not necessarily what is CBS Sports predicting, but what do you think is their biggest red flag? And if you chime in, again, 1-800-636-1067. What's the Commander's biggest red flag?
Biggest
and
red flag.
And then I'll tell you what CBS Sports says.
I'm going to say it's, we talked about this last week. I'm going to say it's age.
That they're just an old roster.
Just an older team.
Yeah.
Jason, you're kind of all over it. Here's what CBS Sports says. The Commanders are one of the NFL's most popular contenders, thanks to Jaden Daniels' magical 2024 debut. And general manager Adam Peters understandably wasted no time upgrading Daniels' supporting cast by swinging trades for Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil this offseason. The only issue is both Samuel and Tunsil, who will play vital roles in aiding and protecting Daniels, have missed extensive time due to injury in the last few years. Veteran defensive addition Javon Kinlaw falls in the same boat. Conditioning could be key in D.C. So they're not saying age, but they're saying injuries.
And okay.
I brought this up last week, and then I couldn't find where I saw it. But some analysts said Washington was very fortunate in the injury department last year. They were fifth or sixth in least injured teams. So if there's regression, they could have guys who miss more time. And then if you accompany that with the age, maybe it is something to worry about. Cakes, when you weren't here, we talked about an article which pointed out they had by far the most players 29 or older.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they had 29.
Right.
The next highest team had 11 less.
That is a lot of guys that are approaching age 30. I know 30 is not a death sentence in the NFL. I know that for running backs, for a lot of years, when they got close to that age, they started to deteriorate. But, I mean, you want to have some youth on your roster, too, that you're developing
in case
there are injuries to the older players, which is more common.
By the way, some of those older players, guys older than 29, did produce last year.
Right.
They did. You know, and what would you have wanted them to do? Let Bobby Wagner go? Let Zach Ertz go?
Yeah.
They're two of the older guys. Now, I did see some people quibble with it. Of course, anytime you mention anything potentially negative, the HTTC crowd is going to be out with pitchforks.
Right.
And one person commented, and I kind of agreed with them, like, okay, you're saying they got a bunch of old guys, average medium age is super high.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they got Josh Johnson on the roster.
Right.
Like, it's fourth quarterback.
Yeah, not worried
about
that.
Like, sometimes
he's not going to be there.
Some of these guys that are there right now are shooting the average age up or the median age, and they're unlikely to be part of the future.
Right.
Let's see. Ertz and Wagner, they will be part of the future.
Juan in Rockville is calling in. Let's see what he thinks is a red flag for the Commanders.
Devon,
what's up?
What's up?
Hey, Devon.
Good morning. It is easy to go pass rush, but Fred Smoot made a good observation about the D-line. Dante Fowler had 10.5 sacks, and nobody would even pick that. If you would have put that on a sports bet, you probably would be rich today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about the scheme. So as much as we want a pass rush and want a pass rush, I really think that they could scheme and send exotic blitzes. It's more about stopping a run. So I would go with safety. Given that we found out that Quan Martin was dealing with two separated shoulders and he still was playing, I know we traded for the guy from the Saints, Will Hurst, but we don't know. I just need to see what that does. I'm really confident about Lattimore being healthy.
Your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, and like, look, Jeremy Chinn departs. He played well. He got a nice deal from the Raiders. The Adam Peters didn't want to match or come close to that number, so he walked. So I could understand safety being an issue too, but I think people are just overlooking the fact that Brian Robinson is nothing special. Austin Eckler has had a hard time staying healthy. They addressed it by drafting a running back in the 7th round that they like. I'm not in love with the running back room.
I know you're not. I'm not
either.
I feel
like that could use some upgrades.
But the fact that Jaden put up the rushing numbers that he did, I think people kind of overlook that and say the rushing game will be fine because Daniels, coupled with those other guys,
right, he supplements it.
And they still finished top 3 or 4 in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were up there. because
that's what happens when you have
of Daniels.
A quarterback that
that's
rushes
what I'm saying.
For nearly 900 yards.
So people who are kind of grading the offseason, they overlook that because they know that Daniels is another running back that put up numbers.
You know, it's just a couple of observations from this list. Number one, I think all the worry warts like EB need to come to the realization that the national media considers the Commanders a contender.
Right. Yep. They only list 10 teams.
They only list 10 teams. They're one of the 10 teams that CBS actually thinks can win the Super Bowl. That's one observation. And number two, that their biggest red flag is health, at least in their eyes. I think for us who cover the team and watch the games and see this team inside and out would disagree, but as a red flag, health being your biggest concern, that seems very low on the totem pole.
Yeah, you're nitpicking because health's a concern.
You're very
for
nitpicking
every team.
You're saying if this team is healthy through 17 weeks of football, they're probably going to win the division and contend for the Super Bowl. At least that's what I'm reading into it.
Well, they've got the Eagles in their division.
I know, but if their biggest weakness is health, that says a lot about the team.
Sure. I one other thing that jumped out at me is, you know, the 10 teams, they have the Vikings in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Vikings red flag, they write quarterback uncertainty.
Yeah.
And it's just nice that Washington doesn't have that. Basically,
it's the greatest thing ever.
I don't know. We've been doing this radio show for 29 years, close to 30. Probably for definitely over 20, there's been quarterback uncertainty.
The only time there was anything close to quarterback continuity and certainty was when Kirk Cousins was here.
Correct.
And a lot of people hated Kirk Cousins. They thought he was a lot of empty calorie yardage and stat padding. But that's kind of the high watermark for us in the last 30 years.
Well, after 1 year, over the course of a few years, yes. But after 1 year, when RG3 performed the way he did, everyone was convinced he was a superstar.
Sure.
Yeah, there were a couple moments like, you know, Brad Johnson had a minute here. Mm-hmm. We didn't hate Brad Johnson. I can't remember exactly how long he was here.
but again.
No, he was fine. Yeah. But when RG3 put up those numbers his rookie year, everyone thought. You remember what they were saying.
Sure.
The rest of the league said, this is the guy.
Right.
And now that's what they're saying about Jaden.
All right, let's go to Vic in Akakeek for a potential Commanders red flag. What's up, Vic? Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
So the biggest red flag right now is the defense. And it's not because we lack personnel acquisitions that can help the team. I trust Adam Peters and I trust Dan Quinn. They are signing and acquiring football players and people that will be a part of the way the Commanders organization is developing now. If that's the biggest question, then the next biggest question is Joe Witt. I've said this continuously. I'm not going to stop saying until I see it differently. We are constantly out leveraged on the perimeter. We're constantly not setting the edge, and people are able to bend the outside on us. We're constantly not in the right keys and the right gaps. We're athletic. We run to the football, and we do hit. And he did say we would do that last year when he came on. You guys clowned me for years about it. Bobby Wagner plays with eyes more than them, but it's not at the best level it could be. And you see the Eagles, the Ravens, I would say even the Steelers, their linebackers to their safeties in the intermediate part of the passing game, they squeeze windows. That's why they get interceptions and turnovers, and they get they get pressure to the quarterback, even if they don't have a top pass rusher, because it takes longer for the quarterback to get rid of the ball because the windows are tighter. That's the red flag for me.
So you're putting it on with, you know, the Quinn is defensive guy. Like when I look at the defense, just my perception of it. Yes. Joe Witt's the defensive coordinator, but Quinn's a defensive guy. I kind of look at it in tandem, and I'll just put it on Witt.
You know what? That's a good point. That's an excellent point, and I would agree with that, because if you know these things are happening, you ran one of the greatest defenses I ever saw with the Legion of Boom, then, Dan, you should be correcting this. But
it may be personnel, like Dante Fowler Jr.
Yes.
You know, you think about the first carry that Saquon Barkley had in the NFC Championship game. I don't know that he was in the right spot there. And so is that because of coaching, or is that because the offensive line moved him? I don't know.
That's coaching. Now you hit it right on the head, and you know what you're looking at. Dante Fowler should have stepped out at least 2x1 to give us some more leverage. He was too tight inside. So even if you get a motioning receiver or a motioning H-back, a motioning fullback, a motioning tight end, whatever it is, you're going to reach him and hook him right now. And Saquon Barkley is too good that if someone gets hooked at the point of attack, then he's not going to get to the second level. And that's what he did. And Bobby Wagner was in the almost in the opposite B gap. He wasn't even on the strong side of the ball.
Well, Vic, so before you get too in the weeds about coaching, I think that they know what they're missing, and that's part of the reason they brought in Kinlaw. We'll see it work if it works, but I think the thought is Kinlaw, they're going to move him on the outside sometimes, maybe where Dante Fowler was, and maybe he doesn't get to the quarterback as much, but maybe he forces Saquon Barkley, instead of getting outside and getting into the open space, he forces him back to the middle. I don't know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I know I'm talking long. It's probably the longest call I had in a while, y'all. So
it's all right. Good.
Thank you, Vic.
Appreciate you listening. Yeah, I think that we all have probably good red flags. Age is something that's going to be potentially an issue. If you start seeing a bunch of injuries, people are going to go, see, we told you so. But because a lot of times guys get injured when they're young, too.
Yeah, of course. But I just don't think they're going to have the luck that they had last year in terms of keeping guys off the injured list.
And then even though
I
say pass rush, the reality is last year they were just outside the top 10 in sacks.
Yeah, and somehow that's without they cobbled a premier together special. A decent right. sack number.
And Cakes, they drafted a running back. And it was the 7th round, but they drafted a running back.
They like him, even though I think he only appeared in one game last year.
Yes. So we'll see how it plays out. Coming up next, LeBron James signed a huge deal. However, some people think he may actually be traded. We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
Welcome. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back, Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. So an interesting time in the NBA as we had the draft and free agency kicks off today, 6 p.m. So there has been some activity as players are re-signing. Some players have moved, but there may be a flurry of activity here in the next couple days with free agency kicking off at 6 p.m. One of the moves before free agency was LeBron James, who will be entering his 23rd season in the NBA.
Wow.
Over 40 years of age, has re-signed right now with the LA Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Got a deal for, I think, $52 million, somewhere right around
his
there.
Player it's option. A player option. 52.6.
But his representatives have kind of put it out there that LeBron's not willing to stick around unless this team can compete for a title.
Mm-hmm.
This past season, though they were thought to be a contender, and most people would say J.J. Redick led them to a pretty good regular season record, they got smashed by the T-Wolves in the first round, 4-1.
Yep.
Gentlemen sweep. So people look at that team, and there are a couple of big flaws. Number one, they don't play defense. It's a pretty big flaw. You're kind of stuck with an older LeBron, Luka, who was out of shape. Maybe he's getting in shape, but they weren't a good defensive team.
We've watched the Wizards not play defense for many years, so we can relate.
Most importantly, they didn't have a center.
Yeah,
correct.
At times in the playoffs, they were playing Dorian Finney-Smith at center. He's like 6'7".
Yes.
They lost trust in Jackson Hayes, who at first was a good lob threat for Luka Doncic, but they don't really have a center. So CBS Sports has this article all about LeBron and the perfect fit, should he move, would be in the Eastern Conference, which should be wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the Eastern Conference, Indiana, of course, almost wins it all, gets to the finals, but they're not going to have Halliburton. He tears his Achilles in Game 7. Boston has already traded Drew Holiday and Porzingis. They were the 2 seed. They also lost Jason Tatum to an Achilles. So going to be very tough for those teams to compete without their best players.
But the one team that is ready to win now.
The one team that's ready to win now, which was the 1 seed, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Correct.
Would LeBron go back to Cleveland, who had the best record in the Eastern Conference?
I mean, I know he did say years ago that he wanted to close his career with the Cavs, and he ended up going back to Cleveland.
And won a title with
before
them.
He went to L.A. So would he go back a third time? I mean, I don't know. It's
if he feels ready.
But if he feels like there's no way I'm going to win in L.A.
Right.
with our current roster, because like you said, we have no center, unless they go out and pluck one in free agency. I don't know who they're targeting. I don't know how much money they have. But would he go back to Cleveland if they're ready to win now? It kind of just depends on what Cleveland would give up.
So the article in CBS Sports goes
because
through
you know
a
the Lakers would want a center.
Yes,
Cleveland would probably have to give up their center.
The article in CBS Sports goes through a lot of things. Like I don't understand the aprons. You hear a lot about these NBA guys talk about the first apron, the second apron. It has to do with the salary cap and luxury tax and penalties.
Yeah.
But teams want to stay away from the second apron, and apparently, the deal that Cleveland would have to engineer. I don't know if Cleveland would do it. You would get LeBron James back. That's great. And he's still playing very, very well. Was one of the best players in the NBA this year. But they have them giving up, like, Darius Garland, who was a good young guard.
Yeah.
They have them giving up, like, Jared Allen.
Their center.
Who is a stud rebounder. Yeah. They also have Evan Mobley. You know, but, and you won 64 games last year. You won 64 games. All right, you didn't win in the playoffs, but now, like, you can kind of cross out the 2 seed and the 4 seed in Boston and Indiana. You got the Knicks, all right, but you won 13 games more than the Knicks in the regular season. Like, I think you didn't have a good playoff performance, but if I'm Cleveland, I run it back.
Yeah,
I run it back in the East.
I don't know if I blow it all up for 40-plus-year-old LeBron.
And take on a $53 million salary. I mean, and I don't know where that puts him in the aprons.
I might consider it. I mean, if I'm Cleveland, I have to at least think about it.
Well, you would make a lot more money marketing.
Oh,
yeah. Like, if you wanted, like, on the business side, I would do it. On the personnel side, I'm not so sure.
I don't know what LeBron wants. Do you want to win a championship? Everyone thought you were going to opt out of this, right? So you could give the team some flexibility. You are a billionaire. You're entering your final year, probably. I don't understand. Like, what? Why does he have to take the $53 million? Why, if winning the championship is that important, you're going to give your team a hard time about not creating a roster around you. What do you need $50 million for, LeBron?
He never gives his teams discounts.
Tom Brady did it over and over again.
It's just not his.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't do that.
If he would have taken, just say for example, he would take the vet minimum and whatever it is, like $7-8 million, mm-hmm. whatever. With the middle level exception, they would have up to $25 million just spent. Those two combined together with their cap space and the middle level exception. But LeBron eats it all up and then says, Rich Paul, go find me a – I'm not happy here that they're not contenders.
Yeah.
LeBron, you're part of the problem. You're not as good as you once were. You're still very good. You just took $53 million of the cap space. I think it's a third of their cap space.
I think he's better off staying in the with the Lakers. I know that they lost in the first round of the playoffs, and it was ugly. But they were the number three seed in the West. We'll see what Pelinka can do, and I know sometimes all this stuff about aprons and caps and all that stuff, like I don't know if they'll be able to find the right center. But there was a thought going into the playoffs that they were a legitimate contender. I think the T-Wolves were a bad matchup for them. Because the T-Wolves are big.
Yeah.
You know, not only do they have Rudy Gobert, but like Jaden McDaniels, who plays small forward, is tall. He's like 6'10". They got Naz Reid. Like, they were a big team, not a great matchup for them. And Luka may not have been in the best shape. Run it back with Luka, Austin Reeves. Find yourself a center, and I think you can compete in the West, where you already finished as the three seed.
I do agree with Drab. Like, instead of taking the 52.6, just go to your agent, go to the Lakers, say, you know what, I'll play for 15 or 20, and we can use that extra money to go find a good center instead of a center for $4.5 or $5 million who's just a bum.
Like, do they do that in the NBA? I don't think it's part of the NBA culture. Like, I can't think of any player that is taking a discount.
I think they are out for the most money they can get.
Well, let me ask you this. Drabby, maybe you know this. The rule of, all right, you opt into that player option number. But if he forces a trade, and can he waive that and sign a new deal with the new team? Once he acquires him,
he had to do it by yesterday, pretty sure.
So whoever acquires him is on the hook for the $53 million.
Yeah. Okay. And then they'll have to have somewhat equal salaries coming back.
Yeah.
Now, the Western Conference, look, if you look at the Western Conference standings, the Lakers finished 50-32. The two seed was 52-30. That was the Houston Rockets. And Houston, obviously, they've acquired via trade Kevin Durant. But we talked about it. They gave up Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
Traded young for old. That's backfired many times. But OKC was by far the best team in the West. They won 68 games. So can the Lakers compete with OKC? Right now, they can't. OKC's young, they're the best team, and they got this great defense. And right now, the Lakers don't have any defense.
And OKC has a ton of draft picks to supplement the roster that they already have.
But if you were Cleveland, would you trade two of your younger players, especially Garland, for LeBron, who's 40 years old?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Unless I'm out,
especially
to just
the
make
way
the
Eastern
money.
Conference looks now, because you already mentioned it. Boston's going to be struggling because they're all out one of their superstars. Halliburton's out for the Pacers, out one of their stars. So it might be now the Knicks were a problem. The Knicks took out Cleveland.
If you're Cleveland and you know that you can still somehow wring two seasons out of LeBron, it might be worth doing. But I can't trade away those pieces if it's just a one-year like championship or bust run.
But maybe you think, look, I wouldn't, if I'm the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers, I wouldn't do it. But maybe they make the argument that if you pair LeBron with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, that you can be a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're looking at the playoffs and something was missing in the playoffs, that you don't have enough guys with playoff experience to get you there. But you had the best record in the East. I'm going to tell you this, if LeBron goes there, they'll have a chance to win a title. But I think they had a chance to win a title without him.
They weren't contenders. They're not contenders.
You don't think Cleveland's a contender?
No, I'm talking about the Lakers.
Yeah,
you keep saying they are. They lost in the first round. They got their asses kicked.
That happens sometimes. Okay. I still think they're a contender.
They're like 16-1. They're lumped in with a bunch of tier 2, tier 3 teams that realistically don't have a great shot at winning, I would say. The Thunder and the T-Wolves and the Rockets are light years better than the Lakers.
And
right
I think
now.
That LeBron's going to keep breaking down. You know, he's 40 years old.
Right.
I mean, his body is going to continue to break. Now, he's in unbelievable shape for his age, but he still has those nagging injuries. And he yeah. did play most of the year, but he had those nagging injuries that affected him.
If I'm LeBron, I'm looking to get out of the West because it's a freaking minefield, find the best situation in the East, and just close my career there. That would be my mindset.
But
if I were LeBron.
But I'd also point out, Drab, in the regular season, LeBron and Luka didn't play that many games together. I believe their winning percentage when they played together was 65%. All right, their regular season winning percentage was 61%. If you had a 65% winning percentage, you're the two seed in the East. I mean, in the West.
Look at Rich Paul's statement and LeBron's statement. They know they're not Lakers aren't contenders. That's the whole premise of this whole thing. He's telling them, get your ass together this summer or I'm gone or trade me now. They're not legitimate contenders.
Yeah,
like 4 or 5 seed in the Western Conference, which puts them about the 8th best team in the NBA. That's not a legitimate contender. I'm sorry. You can win a series. You can get hot. They don't have the depth. LeBron's aging. He needs more help. Luka's not going to do it all. They're not legitimate contenders.
Hey, if I were a Cavs player, I'd be kind of bitter, right? Because all of a sudden, if LeBron wants to come here and he's here, all of a sudden he's basically the de facto coach and de facto GM. He becomes the headline. He becomes the circus for the team. And you've been grinding away with all your teammates. And then all of a sudden, he just swoops in like he's Batman.
Unless you're Donovan Mitchell, and by the way, he would be Robin to Donovan Mitchell at this point.
Yeah, but not in the city's eyes.
If you're Donovan Mitchell, though, you might be thinking, I like playing with these guys, Mobley, Garland, but they're not helping me win in the playoffs. And maybe I need LeBron James to get me over the top to actually get a ring.
Well, remember, Garland was hurt in that series. Did they get knocked out by the Knicks or Pacers? I think it was the Pacers.
It was the Pacers.
Pacers, okay. He wasn't healthy in that series. So if he was completely 100% healthy, it could have been a different series. And we wouldn't have been talking about the Pacers making this run. But, man, I don't know if I'm giving up younger players just to pull in LeBron for his last year. Because it's arguably his last year in the NBA. I don't know if he's going to play 2 more years.
And then realistically, how many minutes is he going to give you? And how many games?
How many games? I mean, he might give you 60 to 70 games, but how healthy is he going to be in those 60 to 70?
He was playing heavy minutes last year.
I know, but his body was breaking down. It's going to continue. In my opinion, it's going to continue. I don't know if I give up 2 young stars, especially Garland, for LeBron.
Yeah, he's not going to get less injured as he gets into his 40 and 41 years.
No.
In the NBA. Yeah.
Like JP says... You know, if you're Donovan Mitchell, do you want LeBron James to help you do a bigger playoff push in the East? Well, I don't know how ready he's going to be for the playoffs, like how healthy he's going to be.
He played 70 games last year, which is more than most.
I know, but he was always battling something.
I don't know.
He played 70, but he wasn't 100% in 70. No chance. No way. It's hard to do when you're 40 to do that. I mean, it's reason, human reasoning. Can't stay healthy at 40 years old for that long of a season.
I prefaced this by saying if I was Cleveland, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
But I think you can make an argument as to why they would do it. I mean, Darius Garland played 5 more games than him. So yeah, I don't think LeBron...
But Garland was banged up in the playoffs. If he was 100% in the playoffs, I think that could have been a different series. He wasn't 100%. But... Maybe LeBron's just trying to force his way out, and that's why he accepted the deal.
I don't know what the Wizards are going to potentially do here in free agency, but you play around the edges, I guess. Will Dawkins talked about free agency coming up. Remember when you asked him the question about sleep?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we got free agency coming up.
Yeah,
I think you asked Will Dawkins about sleep. About like how he sleeps or like his sleeping regimen.
Was a big topic last week.
Well, we were talking about sleep, yeah, and we segued it into Will Dawkins.
Okay.
And we asked him how he slept the night before the draft.
Okay.
And the night before the second round of the draft.
Got it.
And it was kind of a goofy segue.
Mm-hmm. Second round
because
of the draft.
Because Bickle never sleeps.
Right.
So and he's on to a new thing.
Oh, he's on a new thing, like health-wise?
Well, let's ask you, what was the last thing that EB was doing, if you remember, to help him sleep better?
Oh, was he taking the ashwagandha gummies or however you pronounce
she's
it?
Off that.
Okay.
She's off
that. What's the new, the
I
remedy
two
du jour?
Things. Okay. Now there's tart cherry juice or cherry tart juice, whatever it is.
All right, whatever that is. Whatever.
Sounds like Kool-Aid to me, but all right. He's drinking that, and then he bought a red light.
A red light?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what the red light
so
does.
He puts a red light, turns everything off, and then puts the red light and shines it on.
Like while he's trying to sleep?
Yes.
Right, well, best of luck to him.
I said, strange red light dude, district man. Would probably be better for him.
Yeah, certainly.
Yes. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Remember, later in the program, 925, give you a chance to win some Adam Sandler tickets at Capital One Arena. We'll be right back.
I may have
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Have to download something to watch on the way to Vegas. I did entirely too much reading on my flights to and from San Diego.
What did you read?
I read a book about a journalist who was staked, as art imitating life, who was staked to go play in the World Series of Poker like 11 years ago.
Right.
I found it to be a fascinating read. And I read the shortest book I think Stephen King has ever written, Life of Chuck, the movie that's been out for the last few weeks that Kevin reviewed a few weeks ago on the show. I barely counted as reading a book because I think it was 110 pages long. Like, that's a short story more than a book, in my opinion. Like, 110 pages? That's not a real book. Like, a real book to me is a book that's like 300, 350 pages, 400. Like, that's a real book.
If you think anything written by Stephen King, if it's thicker than this is a book.
Yeah, but it's 110 pages. And the book is small. It's like this big.
Was it entertaining?
It was entertaining. It was good. But it's hard to count it as a full book.
It's one more book than I've read this year.
I mean, it's not like...
Credit to you.
Valdez, it's not like I was reading It. You know how big It is? It massive. Is like... It's like this thick. This other book was this high. Not this thick. It was like this thick. So I need to find some mindless TV to watch.
Was the font small? Because you can, you know, back in the day, we would play with our papers medium by changing font size.
Medium-sized font. Oh, yeah, right. Definitely would do that. Try to make the pages longer.
Yeah, use that, do an eight-page paper.
Use that Courier New.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Marr blew my mind, by the way. Coming back from the bathroom, he's tossing the ball with Drab. Mm-hmm. Drab is goofing on him for watching all of Squid Game Season 3, I didn't even know was out yet. I had no clue.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Have you seen the whole thing already?
I was so locked in on it yesterday. I mean, 6 episodes, final season. I broke it up into 2 parts. I was smoking and joking with my roommates earlier. Went and got bagels. Started Squid Game around noon.
Okay.
And then watched 3 episodes. And then at 3:30, made lunch. Played a little Xbox. And then I wrapped up the final 3 episodes from like 6 to 9.
That's quite a day.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. Now I'm a little upset because I got nothing to look forward to go home and watch tonight. So, you know, any recommendation?
I heard you talking. I heard you talking about it. I'm a binger.
Sounds like a productive Sunday.
If I find something that I really like, I'll do the same thing. You guys, a couple of you guys were saying you don't like to watch more than 2 episodes at a time.
I like, if I find something I like, I don't want to blow it all in 1 or 2
sittings. But what if it's something that's been out? Like when you started watching Breaking Bad, that was a show that you were 5 years late to the party.
Yeah, I was late to the party, but I didn't.
You never watched more than 2?
I didn't sit down like Mike Marr and burn a whole Sunday watching them cook meth in their RV.
I know.
I savored it. I would do 1 or 2 episodes at a time because I'm a normal human being.
I can do it. I wasn't originally on board with Homeland.
Yeah.
And the first season, I was up in New Jersey, and my brother and his wife introduced me to Homeland.
Yeah.
And I was in like the family room. I can't remember if they had an extra room for us to sleep. That might have been where I slept, because I just stayed up 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and I finally cut myself off at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because it was so good back during the early Brody days of Homeland, and you're trying to figure out which side is he on.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That's hard to do. Just to stay up until 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning to watch these shows.
Yeah, I mean,
we couldn't do it
hooked.
Now. We couldn't do it now.
Oh, I could do it now.
I know Impossible. You could. You and I couldn't do it.
Oh, by the way, when I was leaving for the airport yesterday morning in San Diego, I left at roughly 4:10 in the morning. There was a bar up the street, like 2 blocks away from the hotel. People are leaving the bar at 4:10 in the morning.
Is that what they call the Gaslight District?
I don't know if that gas lamp district.
Was it gas lamp?
Not 100% sure.
Jason should know. He lived there.
I was 18.
Somebody tweeted that.
Gas lamp.
I guess there were like shenanigans going on in the gas lamp. Like people were tweeting, the place is out of control. They're like, Money Metal Cakes ruined everything. Like coming in. Now the gas lamp is just, people are just acting crazy. I have nothing to do with it. I don't even think I stepped foot in that area.
So your flight was at 7?
Flight was at 6:25.
Wow.
But there are people like getting into Ubers and walking out the front of a bar at 4 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, what's going on in California? It's just lawlessness, apparently.
Explain to me what's going on in Idaho.
I can't. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible situation where I guess a sniper.
There's a blaze. There's firefighters.
Lure firefighters to a spot to put out the fire, and then he's just firing on them with a sniper rifle from...
He killed 2 of them,
And he killed 2 firefighters.
Did they find him yet?
Well, I think the SWAT team killed him.
Okay.
Dead.
So they found a dead guy and they think it was
I don't know if they killed him or if he killed himself. I don't know what the outcome was.
But there was a SWAT team that was brought there.
Definitely.
While the fire was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Idaho has that, and they've got that... I forget the guy's last name. Is like Copelman or whatever, that whack job.
Oh, the guy who murdered people at the university?
Yes, I believe.
I don't remember his name.
I believe it's Brian.
Starts with a K.
Kohlberger.
Kohlberger.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that trial starts pretty soon.
To be fair, he lived at Washington State. He was a student there, crossing over the border.
Yeah.
Drab's claiming him as a Washington guy.
It's a lot to put on Idaho. And
it is, yeah.
There aren't many people. Sorry, Idaho, if I slandered you.
I think Drab generally sticks up for most of that area of the country.
Well, Coeur d'Alene, where this was, is right by Spokane.
Coeur d'Alene is like his famous resort town.
Yeah. Beautiful. I can't believe that. I mean, there are a lot of Nazis up in the hills.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it is a beautiful place, yeah. Well, that's where the Aryan Nation.
Oh, there's a lot of white supremacists that.
Back in the day. Okay. In the 90s. I think the guy's named Butler or something like that. He had a compound out there.
Ah, okay.
Big Aryan Nation spot. I've seen, when I was a kid, I remember like going to Coeur d'Alene and there was a Nazi parade.
Okay.
Going down Main Street. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
By the way, getting back to Squid Game 3, I know this is kind of this segment's all over the place. What was your review on it, Mike Marr? No spoilers,
yeah.
Because I'll probably be watching it as I'm flying over all the flyover states on the way to Nevada.
And yeah. Just to piggyback, once you give that review, did anybody see F1?
Well, a lot of people saw it.
No, but I mean here.
Drab said he was going to see it this weekend. He didn't.
I ran out of time.
I watched like the first hour.
And?
Oh, love that it. Can't be good. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
He's the anti-Mike Marr. He's saving some for later.
Yeah, movie you're supposed to watch from start to finish.
Generally, but you can take breaks.
Yeah, well, it's a 2.5-hour movie. Ooh. So
it's a long one.
Yeah.
You walked out of the theater an hour in?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, Drab.
Yeah. You get a tummy ache or something? Too much popcorn?
Yeah, Drab.
Yeah, he's going to go back and finish it.
Yeah, he walked out
of the theater. So Mike Marr, Squid Game's a banger?
Yeah, so no spoilers, but you know, online, Squid Game Season 3 is getting kind of a bad rep, so going into it, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I completely disagree. There were so many curveballs throughout the season. All the characters and storylines had great closure. And then at the very end, there's a great cliffhanger. So, Cakes, I think you'd enjoy it. As a Squid Game fan yourself, you would love it.
All right,
you know,
so hold on.
How do you consume it, by the way?
How do I consume it?
Yes. Do you do it via subtitles or do you do dub?
JP. Of course I use subtitles. I use subtitles on everything because I'm losing my hearing.
Ah.
Aside from sports.
Isn't that a choice? That show, because Korean, you can dub it?
No. I would never, and I mean never, use dubbed-in language, just butchered American English over top of the Korean that they're speaking. They speak Korean, I'm getting the American subtitles.
What do you do, Mike Marr?
English subtitles, I should say.
Mike Marr?
American.
Are you a subtitle guy or a dub guy?
I'm a dubbed English guy because I'm not doing all that reading. That is a ton of reading, especially if you're watching 6 episodes in one day. You might as well go read, you know, the best Stephen King books out there.
You're listening to the horrible overdubbing?
Yeah,
it's
a little trifling because you can't tell because like the characters are like super passionate, but then it doesn't match up with like the English, you know, titles or whatever. I don't know. It's a little trashy, but I still like it.
I do that when
you
I
do
watch
the same.
It. Yeah.
Now is this the final season? Did you say that? Or you said there's a cliffhanger?
There's a little cliffhanger there. You're gonna have to watch for yourself.
Oh, you gotta watch it. Oh.
It's not gonna be the final season. It's too popular. I mean,
there are gonna be 10 of them.
Yeah. Why would creator stop making it because it's just a money making machine.
Let's just say they're taking it on the road.
I mean, that's all right. I mean, how is that not a spoiler?
Like
goal
track, it seems like a spoiler.
I mean, Squid Game's coming to America. I mean, I don't know what's happening now.
By the way, that's TV 101, season 4, move location.
Where is
we're bringing a baby?
Where is the current
Korea?
Oh, it's in Korea.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, the first two seasons were set in Korea.
Yeah, they're in Korea, but like the games are played on an island, like off the coast of like some random area,
right?
Mm-hmm. Middle
but
of nowhere
it's in Korea.
Yeah,
like it's off of the mainland of Korea. Last time I checked.
All right.
Well, you just let me know how it is.
Well, you haven't seen Squid Game season 1, episode 1.
0.
Yeah, but if he found out Taylor Sheridan was involved, he'd be all over it.
That's right. Taylor Sheridan's my guy.
I mean, you would just rather watch a random, like, D-backs Padres game. I'd rather watch Squid Game.
Yeah, Jason knows nothing about player 456. No file.
No. He's got nothing.
What is that?
He got some games.
What's 456?
He's like the main character.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know his name.
So there's no name, it's just numbered?
Yeah, the people are numbered. The contestants are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds interesting. A lot of their days are numbered, too. I mean, a lot of dogs die in Squid Game, in case you didn't know.
Got to take a break a little bit later in the program. Coming up at 8:45, our pal Neil Greenberg is going to join us, fill us in on what the Caps have been up to. Yeah, the NHL draft. And remember, we have Adam Sandler tickets to give away coming up at 9:25.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.